Well, hi friends. Welcome to the Fullest Life Podcast. I'm your host, Vita Tucker. Hi guys, how are we doing? It's been a minute since I did a podcast. I think it was like the Friday before Thanksgiving, and then we had Thanksgiving week, and now I'm like, wow. And so glad to be here, glad to come and talk to you. I miss doing podcasts, I really do. And so when my time gets crazy and things and I can't get here, I know I gotta get back, right? Because I know I gotta do what I'm supposed to do. But how you doing? For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is the Fullest Life Podcast. The Fullest Life Podcast is a podcast dedicated to women. It is dedicated to us living our fullest life. And it doesn't mean that we don't have trials. It doesn't mean we don't have tribulations. It doesn't mean that situations and circumstances aren't going on in our lives. It just means that we are endeavoring to live our fullest life. And so, because of that, we keep on pushing and we keep on going. We don't quit in the middle of the race. In the Psalm, there is a scripture base for this podcast, and it's Psalm 16 and 11. And in that Psalms, the Lord said that He will show us the path of life, and in His presence is fullness of joy, and at His right hands there are pleasures forevermore. So, I'm Vita Tucker. I'm the host of the Fullest Life Podcast, and it's an honor, it's a privilege to be here today. So, I'm gonna jump on in. We have conversation about all kinds of stuff here on the Fullest Life Podcast, and so today I want to talk to us about change and when change comes. Life is funny, y'all. I did a podcast very beginning, like when I started in May of 2020. You need to, it's, if you haven't, if you don't, haven't heard it in a while, or you're new and you haven't listened to it, you need to go back and listen to it. And it was on, I think, I can't remember the name of it. I'm gonna have to look it up and tell y'all what it was called. But it was about the butterfly and how the butterfly, starts off as the caterpillar and all that it has to overcome and go through in order to make it to that tree, to that whatever it's gonna be, to hang in that cocoon to become a butterfly, But the change is necessary. Everything that the caterpillar goes through to get to that point to change into the butterfly is supposed to be is necessary. And so in our lives, we have to remember that change is necessary. At our church, Love and Faith Christian Fellowship, the church that I attend in Greensboro, North Carolina, we're going through what we call a shifting. And what I'm learning is that we all at some point in time go through a shifting in life. If you are endeavoring to be your best self, if you are endeavoring to live your life full, if you are endeavoring to be purposeful about your life, if you are endeavoring to fulfill God's plan, there will be a shifting that comes, right? And the shifting comes not to throw you off, it's not coming to tear you down. It's not coming to get you off your game. It's coming to take you to where you're supposed to be, to keep you moving. And that makes me think about skiing. So I don't know if you've ever been skiing, but I've been skiing a few times. And I remember some time ago, years ago, we went skiing. A group of us went skiing. And my sister, she was skiing with us. And we got on the lift, right? So what the lift is, little chair, and it takes you high up the mountain so that you can ski down the mountain, right? But you got to get on the chair right because your skis have to hang straight. They got to be a little bit on an angle and up ready so that when it's time for you to get down, you just kind of move forward and the skis hit the slope at the right time and you're standing. Well, we were going on the lift and she didn't have her skis where they should be, right? But she was on the lift And I'm like, okay, you, when it hits this point, you got to stand up because you got to do something about it. You can't just think that the seat is just going to take you there and drop you off. No, you have a role to play in it. You got to lean forward and you got to stand up at the perfect time in order for you to land, to ski on the snow safely at the top of that hill, mountain, or whatever you're skiing down. If you don't land right and you don't sit down right to begin with, you are going to kill yourself when you try to get off, which is what she did. She didn't sit right, and nor when she got to the point to get off, she was a little nervous, so she passed her point, and it's almost like she jumped off. And I remember there were two guys sitting off to the side, young guys, and they were great skiers, and they saw her on that lift and how she jumped off, and they were like, oh my God, because she had missed the point of actually a designated time for her to get off the lift. She missed that point. And she had to make a leap in order not to go all the way around and all the way back down to the bottom of the hill, which is not what you're supposed to do on the lift. You're supposed to come up, get off, and then let it go down and pick somebody else. Well, that's how it is in our life. If we're going to fulfill purpose and live our fullest life, we got an active role in this thing, y'all. And we got to be willing to take that step to, one, position ourselves right, right? You got to be positioned right. And that means you can't be thinking about what everybody else thinking about. You can't be worried about what they think and what they say and all of this stuff. You got to be in position. You got to know who you are, what you stand for, and where you're going. And so that's your position, right? And when you go up and as things are happening to get you to the top of that mountain you're trying to get to, if you can't exit, if you ain't prepared, you're going to roll down. You're going to break your neck. You're going to miss up. You're going to have mishaps. You're going to fall. You're going to run into some walls. You're going to give in. All kinds of horrible things can happen when people are not prepared to be where they say they want to be. Preparation is necessary. Preparation is necessary for us to be who God called us to be. And that preparation is everything we go through is part of the preparation. Now, we can quit and then you can be just mediocre Molly. Who wants that, right? Or you can push yourself and say, hey, I'm going for the gold. I'm going for the gold.